Hi everyone, welcome back to Walking with God. We have a great episode for you guys today. But before we get to that, I got some great news, a blessing. Like, I'm so excited. We have actually seen our first soul saved from this podcast. A really good friend of mine came to me the other night. They were unsure of their salvation, and we walked them through, how to know for sure. And they prayed and, you know, accepted Christ as their Savior. And I fully believe they believed in their heart. You know, they believe they're going to heaven now. It's such a blessing. You know, it's all worth it now. Just one soul saved is worth it, you know. And I'm so glad God gave me this idea to do this. All glory to God. This is all through God. He's been blessing me so much lately, and I'm undeserving of it, you know. And I have unbelievably blessed life. I have amazing friends. I have amazing family. I have amazing church family, but I'm so thankful that, you know, my heart, I'm so thankful that my heart was not hardened through these years of backsliding and things. And I was able to listen to God and just follow what he wanted me to do. I'm so thankful for that. But we got a great episode for you guys today. Before we get into it, I want to always start off with prayer, so I'm going to go ahead and do that, and we'll get started, okay? Dear Heavenly Father, God, I thank you for today. I thank you for letting me be able to go to work today, this morning, just live in a country where I'm allowed to work and serve you freely, God, and I'm so thankful I'm able to walk and hear and see and smell and taste and have all my senses, and I'm not disabled, God. I'm so blessed, God. Daily, we take those things for granted, and I ask you to continue to please bless me, God. Please forgive me my sins while I fail you, God. I fail you every day, and I'm going to continue to fail you, and I'm so not deserving of your forgiveness, but you love me so much, God. And I thank you so much for sending your son down on the cross for me, God, for my sins. And he buried that burden for me. I ask you to be with anybody listening to this podcast today, God, that's struggling with anything, addiction or marriage problems or just, you know, mental problems, financial problems, physical problems, you know, if they're disabled, God, just, you know, be with their life, God. Anybody that needs any kind of need, God, and just please be with them. And if they're listening to this and they're not sure of their salvation, God, just please tug on their heart and let them come forward and talk to me or someone if they go to church, you know, their pastor, someone, God. Just if they're not saved, God, just let them come to know you today, God. Thank you so much for blessing this podcast. I love you, God. In your name I pray, amen. So on today's episode, I got a great episode, guys, planned for you. I want to go ahead and give you guys three promises that are in the Bible that God and Jesus made. And just a quick encouragement for you guys today. And we'll get you on your way in that. And God makes a lot of promises in the Bible. over 50 powerful verses, you know, to build your faith. You know, he wants you to know he promises things for you. You know, it's awesome that we have a God that promises things, you know, that he not only loves us, but he promises things are going to happen for us, you know, and it's emotional that we have stuff to look forward to. You know, we have a home in heaven to look forward to, streets of gold to look forward to, mansions to look forward to. It's unbelievable that God will bless, that the promises God has for us. One promise I want to look at real quick here, and this promise is about God's goodness to us here. This first one here, it's in my tied favorite all time book of the Bible. I have two favorite books. I have Job and James. Great Bible books of the Bible, love them. This first one's gonna be in James 7, and I have it. I'm sorry, James 1, verse 17. And I do have it underlined because I have like this whole chapter underlined. So in James 1, 17, it says, "Every good gift and every perfect gift is up from above, and cometh down from the Father of lights, with whom is no variableness, neither shadow of turning." So, breaking down that verse. So every good gift and every perfect is up above, right? So basically, the only anything that good happens, right, is from God. Like anything that can happen for your life, anything that anything, like anything that you could think of, like having a job, you know, walking, you know, getting married, having kids, that's a blessing from God. That's a sign of his blessing, is having a kid, having kids, gas in your car that works. That's every good thing is from above. But the main part I want to about a promise about this verse I love the most is God does not change. God is the same God that's been around forever. He hasn't changed throughout the generations. He hasn't changed to be hip with the times. He's the same God that sent his son to die on the cross for us. His promises will be fulfilled. He's not changed. Every good thing, he promises that he's not changing. He's not going to change. That's like amazing to me. Like the more I think about it, the more like it gets to me here. Like I have a God that's not going to, that he promises one thing, he's not going to change it on me. You know what I'm saying? And that's actually, I want to, you know, I might give a little bit more than three verses, but that actually goes into, if you go another verse, so his like, if you go to Psalms 100, Psalms 105 says, "For the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endureth through all generations." So that's almost the same thing. His mercy is everlasting. Like his truth, his word, his what he's saying is going to last through all generations. It's going to continue. He's not going to change. His love endures forever. He loves us. God loves us so much. So much. It's like unbelievable. The amount of things that are in the Bible that God promises for us, if it would take you forever to study it all and read it, and just the stuff he promises us in heaven, you know, is a lot. If you are born again Christians, if you are saved, if you know Jesus Christ as your Savior, you are richer than the richest person ever on the earth. Because you can't take any of that with you. So the next one I want to look up here is a God's promise about answering prayer. You know, I talk to friends all the time, you know, about praying, you know, going to God and asking him to do certain things. And they all, some of them come back at me and say they don't feel like God's listening. That's not true at all. Like God hears you. We're in the now generation, the me generation, the I want everything now generation, the McDonald's generation where I go through a drive-thru and have it in 40 seconds generation. God's patient. He likes to see things play out first. So if we're going back, throwing it back to my tide favorite book of the Bible, James. Let me get back to it because I was just in Psalms. I love this book. So James 1:5, right? James 1:5. If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God, that giveth to all men liberally, and upbraideth not, and it shall be given unto him. So that's saying wisdom, but you know, it's the same thing. It's just if you ask, it shall be given unto you. Like Mark, you know, Mark, it's in Mark 2, the same, let me get to Mark here real quick. It's in Mark, it's all the same thing, Mark 11, let me get it here. So Mark 11:24 says, "Therefore I say unto you, whatsoever desire, when ye pray, believe that ye receive them, and ye shall receive them." So you have to have faith, right? If you pray and ask God to receive something and you have faith, you know, it says it right there. Go over to Psalms. Let's go over to Psalms. We go to Psalms 34. And yes, I'm in my actual Bible, so that's why you hear the turning. have all this written down here. Psalms 37:4. Delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of thine heart. That's three different ones just about prayer right there. Ask, God wants to hear from you. You know, if you go back to listen to my podcast on the seven things or the eight things that, you know, God, you know, God loves you or you could trust God about. He wants to hear from you. He wants you to go to him. So it's always the same thing. It's always pride. We're too big and bold, bad to go to God. We don't want to do it because we got this. We don't got nothing. We're just walking around blind, not knowing what's going on. Not knowing what to do in life. Because we're so stubborn. We're so prideful. Prideful. Man, pride. The number one reason people go to hell is because of pride. And I'm going to say this every episode. I'm going to give the plan of salvation. Or I'm going to tell you about how to get to heaven every episode. Because that's the whole point of this. The whole point of this podcast is to see people get to heaven. And help people understand his word. And what he promises and what he does and the things he does and how amazing God is. God says, if you ask him to forgive you of your sin, he already forgot it. It's as far as the east is from the west. You know how far that is? It's pretty far. It's at the bottom of the sea, of the ocean. Where no one can get. Your sins are forgiven. As soon as you ask God, forgive me for my sins, boom, they're gone. He forgot. We shouldn't dwell on the past because he doesn't. Once we're forgiven. Let me give you guys one more that I know of that I like about him answering prayer. It's in John. Let's go to John real quick. And then we'll give you the other category. John 14. I wrote a bunch of verses down and I was gonna only use a couple, but it's too good not to give you all of them, pretty much. So verse 13, John chapter 14, verse 13. And whatsoever ye ask, or whatsoever ye shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. And then verse 14 says, if ye ask anything in my name, I will do it. Is that not self-explanatory? God is so good. He will. That's something that Jesus said. That's unread. So that's so great. God's so good. So, and then the last category. So I did God's goodness, God answering prayer. And then the final category I want to go over with you guys is God's promises about salvation. So this is the most famous verse probably everyone knows, but I'm already going to give it to you. John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, for whosoever shall believe in him shall not perish but have everlasting life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, shall not go to hell, but have everlasting life in heaven. That's like so emotional. I mean, I can't even. Oh, that's. Then John 1. I wrote John 1 down. So there's another John. John 1, 9. Let's see. John 1:9. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. I just said that, and, you know, about asking forgiveness for prayer, but that's a, you know, and I've already said this one, but, you know, Romans, I said this in my first podcast when I was giving you the how to get to heaven, but it's true. Like, it's a promise of God if you ask of him. So let's go to Romans real quick. Bear with me. Stay with me, guys. So Romans 10, 9, that if thou shalt confess thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. And then in verse 13, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. That's a promise, right? That's, God's not a liar. So if you call upon the name of the Lord, you're going to be saved. So what it all comes down to, guys, is that God made us promises after promise after promise after promise after promise after promise after promise, after promise that we can take advantage of anytime we want. But we're down here struggling in life. Woe is me. No one loves me. I can do this by myself. I don't need anybody. My prideful attitude. You know, I don't need you. I don't need this. And we'll struggle every day. And we want to quit. And God's right there with his hand out saying, grab my hand and let's go. Let's get this done. But you can't get any of those promises. God will not give you any of those promises unless you know him. If you don't know him, you don't have access to that. You don't have access to any of those promises. A couple days ago, my friend didn't have access to any of those promises. And I talked to them today about something like this. Now, they have a direct line to the creator of everything. So cast your burdens upon him. Pray, ask for help. You have a direct line to every promise, to every prayer. You can talk to the creator anytime, but you have to know him. And the only way you can know him is if you believe God sent his son, Jesus Christ, to die on the cross for our sins. And then he rose him up again on the third day. That's the only way you can get to heaven. You got to believe that God sent his son, Jesus, to die on the cross for our sins. You got to believe that in your heart. There's no other way to heaven. You know, you can't work your way to heaven. You can't give the most money to charity. You can't help the most people. You can't have a good heart. You have to do this. Is the only way. You can't get to heaven by works. It's the easiest, greatest thing you'll ever do. A lot of people walk around, I want to win the lottery. I want to be a millionaire. You do this, you're more than all that. It's unlimited amount of rich. I encourage you guys today to make this decision. It's the best decision you'll ever make in your life. And I'm going to go ahead and say a prayer for you guys. So a lot of people are nervous and don't know how to ask. I'm going to give you a example of prayer to ask God, and it's not going to save you. I can't save you. This prayer is not going to save you. The only way it can save you is if you believe it in your heart. If you don't believe in your heart, it won't save you. Dear Heavenly Father, God, I know I'm a sinner. I know I deserve to go to hell. I believe, God, you sent your son Jesus to die on the cross for my sins. And I believe he rose again on the third day. God, please come into my heart and save me from hell and take me to heaven when I die. Thank you so much for sending him to die on the cross for me. I love you, God. In your name I pray, amen. If you pray a prayer like that and you believe it in your heart, then God will take you to heaven when you die. And then before you die, You know, when you're living your life, you have access to all the promises. You have access to, you can talk to him anytime. You can ask for anything. He'll give you the desires of your heart. If you ask him, he'll give it to you. Like, it opens up a whole new world. I encourage you guys to take that next step. Again, if you have a prayer request, if you want me to pray for you, you can always message me on here on the Anchor app. I'm on all platforms on podcasts, so you can, if you can message from those, you can message me anytime. Facebook, whatever, text message, whatever. I'll be here for you guys. I'll pray with you guys. But take that step. If you do not know Jesus Christ as your Savior, take that step. It's the best thing you'll ever do in your life. I hope you guys had a great weekend. I'll be back tomorrow with another episode. I love you guys. I'm out.